Yeah, like back when you were a little girl, what did they call it, a coffin?
Yeah.
Or anything like that, or did they call it anything?
Most call it a casket now. They did call it a coffin.
Oh, they did call it a coffin.
Yeah, they called it a coffin.
Any other words for that, maybe, that your mother might have used? Or as a little girl you remember hearing at church?
Mm-hmm.
Just amongst the neighbors?
No.
What about,
churchyard.
Okay, well, what is the vault in which they're placed? And once they're in the ground, is that just called a vault? Or is that the casket, or what do you know?
No, that's the vault they put in there before they put the casket in.
Oh, I see, okay. Uh-huh. Okay, you're still, like talking about the morbid subject of death. Mm-hmm. You say he was an important man, and everybody turned out for his. Is there any other word you might use for that? His funeral?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And then you say his family is in? The man's family is in?
Good financial.
Well, okay, still talking about death, you'd say his family is in. Okay, like the father died, and you say, well, his wife and children are in grief. Well, anything else when people are really worked up over a death in a family? You'd say, they're not grieving.
No, they're,
Is there any other words
might
need to
say?
No, it's not grieving. You'd say,
mourning?
Yeah. And you would say? The family is
mourning.
Well, okay, just talk about death.
If someone came up to you and said, how are you, you'd say,
I'm fine.
Fine? Would you use any other, more common terms than I'm fine, or just...
No, I used to say I'm fine, whether I am or not.
Or would you say I'm tolerable, or is that...
No, that's the word years ago.
Or what about middling?
I'm proud of middling.
Is that used now?
No, I don't use it. I've heard it used, yeah.
I see. The children are out late at night, and you say your husband's getting a little bit excited about it. You'd say they'll be home all right, just don't
worry.
The disease of the joints is called...
What kind of disease you're talking about? You want me to tell what kind of disease?
Mm-hmm.
Well, most of it is arthritis or rheumatism.
They're the same thing?
Same thing.
Because
I got it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have it. Around World War I and thereafter, they used to give people this, the Schick test. Are you familiar with the Schick test? To see if they needed shots for and what type of disease.
No.
Let's see. A disease that you can hardly... a disease that you hardly ever hear of now because they give shots for it, but it used to kill lots of children.
Was it diphtheria?
Mm-hmm. And then a disease that makes you yellow.
That's yellow jaundice.
You going fishing?
You going fishing. I'll see y'all in the cool of the day.
And then when you have to have something removed down here, and you have an attack, what is that called? And then you would say, I had, what type of an attack? It's the appendix, but you would say, I had, what type of an attack?
Okay, it seems that you hardly have a cure of now.
If you were telling somebody in the hospital, you would say, I had an appendix attack.
No.
You'd say, I had...
And then the disease makes you yellow.